We are halfway in this time of Advent season, preparing for Christmas. 2 weeks from now, we'll be celebrating Christmas. And this third Sunday of Advent, it's the joyful Sunday. Of course, they are always joyful because Advent is a time that we are preparing joy with a joyful heart. It's not a heavy time, it's a time of hope. But it becomes halfway happy and always comes to mind. You know, I tell these stories every year, so you probably might have heard from me before. 2005, I was guiding a pilgrimage, and it was Holy Land and then Rome. It so happened when we were in the Holy Land, then Pope John Paul II, today Saint John Paul II, he passed away. And when we got to Rome, I mean, it was just before his funeral, was the week, almost a week long wake that they had, in long crowds and many people coming from all over Europe, and with a group of people that were in the pilgrimage, they said, "We want to see the Pope. We came here, we were supposed to be in an audience with him," and in the square, of course, not the private audience, but St. Peter's Square. Anyway, we said, okay, I will go with the group. We wanted to go, about 10 of them. We wanted to stay in line to pay their respects and to the St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican. Well, it took us a long time. We're not far away from, but there were so many people. We were on a side street that, you know, the square is huge. And you go, you know, there is kind of a boulevard that leads to the square. And we were on the side street. It took us about 2 blocks, about 7 hours to walk 2 blocks. So many people that were there. We're not in a hurry, you can see. Was about 7 p.m. We entered the line about noon. And about 7 p.m., then we turned left to, you know, towards the basilica and the square. And it was such a joyful moment because there were, you know, people from all sides until they got there. And once we turned, everybody was so happy because we could see the basilica in front of us. I said, well, we are getting there. Such a joy. It took us another 7 hours to get into the basilica. But at least we had, you know, in our journey, that moment. And always when it comes to the third Sunday of Advent, I remember that, you know. You feel the joy, but you are not there yet. You're halfway. You still have, you know, to be patient to get there. So the Word of God talks to us of that happiness. In which way? Well, today's first reading talks about, you know, from Isaiah, whom we have heard, you know, quite a few beautiful readings from Isaiah in this time of Advent. And the prophet talks about the desert. And the desert that will flourish, you know, and I still have alive, you know, just this past days going through the desert of Judea. And those words, hearing that the will flourish and springs of water, and you can just imagine, I said, it's not possible. You look at the desert so dry, so arid, so, I said, how can life come out of this? Yet, that's the hope that is there. You know, the desert will flourish. It's a way of saying what you see. You know, sometimes what you see is not necessarily, you know, will not tell you that what could be. You know, it's amazing. And again, in 2005, when the now Pope Emeritus, Benedict XVI, when he was electing his inauguration homily, when he became the Pope, he In his homily, he said some beautiful words about the desert that I want to share with you, because I found them beautiful, because he puts the desert in a way that we can understand it, you know, because when we talk about the desert, it is kind of far from us. You know, everything is green, everything, you know, we see rain. You know, those days that I was in the Holy Land in Israel, it rained over there. And they were so happy in the desert, it was raining. We wouldn't even call that rain here, you know. It was just sprinkling. And people are so rejoiced, oh, we need this. And they said, well, is this the rain? So when is the rain coming? He said, well, no, it's gone, they said. No, but that's, they're happy with that, you know, those sprinkles that come, because they are so precious that we sometimes take for granted. But desert can mean something different for us. Not only the arid land, what about the desert that we face? And the Pope said so beautifully, so many people are living in the desert. And there are so many kinds of deserts. There is the desert of poverty, the desert of hunger and thirst, the desert of abandonment, of loneliness, of destroyed love. There is the desert of God's darkness, the emptiness of souls no longer aware of their dignity and the goal of human life. The external deserts in the world are growing because the internal deserts have become so vast. Therefore, the earth's treasures no longer serve to build God's garden for all to live in, but they have been made to serve the powers of exploitation and destruction. The church as a whole and all her pastors, like Christ, must set out to lead people out of the desert, towards the place of life, towards friendship with the Son of God, towards the one who gives us life, and life in abundance. Believe when we hear, even Jesus saying to the messengers to tell John the Baptist what they had seen, you know, the blind walk, lepers are cleansed, just to say, the desert is flourishing. These people that lived in darkness, that lived so far, even from God, they are seeing the light. They are closer to the Lord. The desert is flourishing for them. So that's our hope, that the desert will flourish even for us, that sometimes we might be going through some desert in our lives. Yet, we still have to wait. And that's what we heard in today's second reading. Be patient. That could be the hardest part of it. We want the rain. We want to see flowers. But we want them now. But the Lord will come. The Lord will come. And those who wait for him patiently will see. And it will be beautiful. And there will be streams of water, and there will be flowers, and there will be rejoicing, and our lives will indeed have a deeper meaning, because will be a meaning given by the Lord who comes into our world, into our lives once again.